नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तद्जय मुदिरेत् मुखं करोति वाचलं पङ्गुलं हयतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरिणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। सो विल हियर फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट 45 इंस्ट्रक्शंस बाय महाराज पृथु। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। मैत्रेय उवाच इति ब्रुवानं नृपतिं पितृदेव दुजातया तुष्टबुर्हिष्ट मनसा साधुवादेन साधवः। मैत्रेय उवाच इति ब्रुवानं नृपतिं पितृदेव द्विजातया दृष्टवर्हिष्ट मनसा साधुवादेन साधवः। Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Maitreya said, after hearing King Prithu speak so nicely, all the demigods, the denizens of Pitriloka, the Brahmanas and the saintly persons present at the meeting congratulated him by expressing their goodwill. Purport. When a person speaks very nicely at a meeting, he is congratulated by the audience, who express their goodwill with good words, sadhu, sadhu. This is called sadhubada. All the saintly personalities, pitas, denizens of Pitriloka, and the demigods who were present at the meeting and heard Prithu Maharaj expressed their goodwill with the words sadhu, sadhu, they all accepted the good mission of Prithu Maharaj and they were fully satisfied. End of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So this chapter, instructions by Prithu Maharaj, you have heard what Prithu Maharaj has spoken, and here Maitreya Rishi, he is explaining the one great qualities of speaking nicely. So, satyam bruyat priyam bruyat, that we should speak truth, but truth should be spoken in a pleasing way, priyam bruyat. Satyam apriyam ma bruyat. Even if it's truth, if it is not palatable, then don't speak it like that. So here we see how Prithu Maharaj has won the heart of everybody present there in that meeting simply by the way he's speaking, the way he is presenting things, so everybody pleases there. So this is very, very important. Sometimes we don't learn this. This is art of talking, art of speaking. And art of speaking also depends on our control over our speech, which is called a tapasya, bhak tapasya. To speak nicely, to speak palatably, is a great austerity, isn't it? Because we are very rough. And interestingly, we feel very happy, we speak bad way to hurt somebody or put somebody down, then we feel I am owner. That is the mood in this material world. And in the material world, you want to exist, you want to grow, special in this age of Kali. You speak like Prithu Maharaj, you will be nowhere in this world. People will recognize you. They think, oh, you are an outdated person. And also, Purana says, Kali Yuga, people will rule those people, their power will be established or will be recognized. The people, he has no power, but if he knows how to speak, then he controls everything. How to present. There is a whole America is now controlling whole world. Actually, they're all useless people. But they know how to speak English nicely. Yes, I saw. I was in America, in one newspaper, there's the list or picture of all the talented students of America. And I went through there, all talented students are from Asia. Hardly any Americans are there. But still, America is ruling the whole world, you know, because they know how to present things, you know, nicely. So anyway, this is very important, integral part of our devotional life, that how we should express ourselves through our speaking. You can recognize somebody, how he speaks, and that is a medium how to express yourself. So that is your external expression of our internal mood, the way how we speak to others. Sometimes we feel very happy when in front of everybody we put somebody down. No? But that is very bad in devotional life. That if you don't like something with somebody, we should speak privately, but we don't like that. We want to magnify the bad qualities of somebody in front of everybody. And that is our tendency. This material world, especially in Kali Yuga, you are great. How much you put others down, then you are very great with that. And we have that kind of mentality. But there is another way. If you speak humble way and speak very sweet way, that is very important, because even if you speak great things, even if we speak truth, highest things, if that is not spoken, expressed, presented in a sweet way, people will not accept it. Doesn't matter how much truth you are speaking, people will not accept it. So that's why Prithu Maharaj's behavior is very, very exemplary, especially for us, that we are practicing devotional service. Prithu Maharaj, he is Shaktyabhas avatar. Bhupalana Shaktyabhas avatar. There are seven kinds of Shaktyabhas avatar. So one kind is bhupalana. So bhupalana means normally bhupalana, whoever the king, Hastra says, the representative of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, because the creation given to Brahma, destruction given to Shiva, but Vishnu he kept the management in his hand. So this management very much runs by the way how nicely, how appropriate way you present and you speak against time and circumstances. Just like when Chatush Kumar approached Vaikuntha, then Jai Vijay stopped Chatush Kumar. No, you can't go inside. In my consideration, they did correct. Because Chatush Kumar were not devotee. With my limited understanding, Jai Vijay were not in fault. Chatush Kumar only became devotee, as scripture says, when they went to offer obeisances, got the smell of tulasi, then they become devotee. So Jai Vijay did that duty. But then when Chatush Kumar were to curse them, how pleasing way the Lord deals some issue. Then when Lord came to know that something going at the gate, something wrong, the immediate Lord Vishnu said, Lakshmadevi, come with me. There is some issue, we have to handle it. So that is one way. If you want to deal with some difficult time, you bring your wife with you. Then it will be settled nicely. Then as soon as he reached there, if any ordinary person, I have my security man, some outsiders comes, he stopped. Some outsiders comes and fight with my security, immediately I will take side of my security person. No, I will not take side of the other person. But when Lord Vishnu reached there, then he heard Jai Vijay stopped Chatush Kumar. How Lord speaking, listen. So by that time Chatush Kumar ready to curse Jai Vijay. Lord saying, very angry. Chatush Kumar, why are you cursing? They are my associates. Now, who are you to curse them? Lord did not speak like that. Lord become very angry for Jai Vijay. How dare you curse, you stop these people? You know how I have become Bhagavan? I become Bhagavan by the mercy of these personalities. You know why Lakshmadevi is always residing with me? Because I take dust of this dead personality on my head. Is that true? By the mercy of... But the way Bhagavan spoke like this, very, very angry. No? Jai Vijay. Yes, you should be cursed. Curse them. No? So by hearing these things, Chatush Kumar completely fused. What is happening? They're really angry upon Jai Vijay or upon us. You understand? The way the Lord becoming angry upon Jai Vijay, he's not becoming angry, he's not showing his anger to Chatush Kumar. No. So he's showing his anger to Jai Vijay. The feeling is going towards Chatush Kumar. They are feeling very bad. Oh, we must have done something wrong. In Bengal, they say, when the mother-in-law want to teach something daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law doing something wrong, then mother-in-law will not become heavy on daughter-in-law. He'll become heavy on the maid-servant. But by that, she's showing to daughter-in-law, no, what wrong you are doing. So Lord, he did like that. He became very angry. Then after that, he's very expert. But by that time, Chatush Kumar is completely fused. Then Lord saying, anyway, they did a big mistake. They should be cursed. But curse them, some small curse, not a big curse. No? Light, some light curse. So they're feeling very bad. So this is the way, the art of expression. how we express ourselves, how we speak, by the way of speaking, we can solve so many things. But problem is our way of speaking that is not under our control. The way we speak that depends upon which modes of material nature we are influenced by. If we are influenced by modes of ignorance, tamaguna, our way of speaking will be one type. Rajagunas people, they will speak in different type. And sattaguna people, they will speak very nicely, very softly, very pleasing way. But one thing we should understand, many people, they may speak very pleasing way, very nicely, very diplomatically, but not necessarily that is good for us also. Just like there are 26 qualities one devotee should have, right? 26 qualities. But out of 26 qualities, few qualities, tell what are few qualities? 26. That Karunaika Kripa Sindhu Samhayana. Tell. Kripalu, Akrita, Dosa. All these great qualities are there. So one could have 25 good qualities. But one good quality if they don't have, then he is not devotee. That is Krishnaika Saranam. So there could be so many soft speaking people, nice, well behaved, like you know, very humble. They could have very humble mood. But not necessarily that is good also. They're soft speaking people. But they're not devotee. So that is Nirguna Bhav. If a Nirguna Bhav, you are devotee, then your way of speaking will be different because that is endowed with devotion. Their devotees' love and affection, their speech in the affectionate way is different than the non-devotees speaking with you in affectionate way. As we know, the buddhi, intelligence, knowledge, Krishna is saying, jnana buddhi asammaha. All this coming from Krishna. This comes from Krishna. Jnana buddhi asammaha. Coming from Krishna. But somebody is great jnani. Very knowledgeable. Somebody is big, great, intelligent. But Krishna is saying, with this your great intelligence, with your great knowledge, you will not understand me. Even if you are very knowledgeable, great, intelligent, or your intelligence and knowledge arising from mode of goodness. So by that knowledge, intelligence and asammaha, you will not understand me. To understand me, you have to get intelligence from me directly. Nirguna buddhi. Dadami buddhi jagam tang janamang upajantite. So he gives intelligence. The same way, when we become devoted to Krishna, that kind of ananya bhaktas, completely surrender to Krishna. So their speaking is very pleasant. Sometimes the pure devotees not necessarily always speaking to you in very pleasing way, very harsh way they speak also. Very harsh way they speak. But still, people take it very positively, nicely. Vishwanath Chakravarti explaining that somebody could become very great pure devotee, but he could be very harsh also. He could show great anger, big anger, and he could be great greedy. He could show the nature of his great, very greedy, very angry, very rough. But in spite of that, he could become a great devotee also. That could be there also. He's like this. That's why you have to balance how that our behavior will be because always we want to get the mercy of pure devotees. How we'll get the mercy of pure devotees? Always we go, we beg, oh Maharaj, please give me mercy. Please give me mercy. How someone will give you mercy? Is mercy kept in Godrej Almira? They will get 250 grams mercy, put into packet. If that would, it would be very nice. No? If pure devotees could have like that, that they could give us something, but it's not like that. No? We grab the feet of the devotees or do something, Maharaj, please give me mercy. It doesn't happen like that. So it has been stated that mercy is a thing which flows automatically. How it flows to us? If we are behavior, our way of talking, our devotional service, different things, that pleases. Whatever we are doing, by that, if the devotees, our senior devotees, they become pleased, then automatically mercy flows. So that is how mercy flows. Does not matter, for any reason, we become the cause of pleasure from devotee. Bas, we get mercy. You don't have to ask. You don't have to beg for mercy. Raghunath Das, he was a small boy, but he was looking very beautiful boy. In Adi Saptagram, Chandpur, that time Haridas Thakur used to visit that place. It has been mentioned, a small boy, now Haridas Thakur was very pleased, he felt very happy to such a nice, beautiful boy, Darshan. By seeing the beautiful form of Raghunath Das Goswami, and that was pleasing. That was pleasing Lord Krishna, Haridas Thakur, pure devotee. That's why Raghunath Das Goswami, he developed so much bhakti. It has been mentioned like that. So that some or other, we have to safeguard ourselves, how we speak, how simple way we present things, and that should come from a simple heart also, not in a very diplomatic way. Sometimes people, they speak in very diplomatic way, very simple and humble way, but inside they are very complicated. So that may, we may get some result, our job may get done by that. But that is not the way that Prithu Maharaj was speaking. Prithu Maharaj was speaking from within the heart, which heart is very simple and humble. Simple and humble. So to be simple and humble is very great effort. And with that simple and humble heart, when some sweet, simple, humble words comes, that effect is different. You see, people are poor people, uneducated people, they have nothing to be proud. So they are humble. They have very simple lifestyle because they cannot afford to have big lifestyles. When I go to tribal areas, I see that how that very simple and very humble. That's why I tell they are the most qualified people to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because they are simple and humble. And all of us, we know that to progress in our devotional life, we have to become simple and humble. But for us, it's a great struggle. It's not so easy to be simple and humble. But tribal people, organically, they are simple and humble. Why they are simple and humble? They are put into a situation like that. That's Prabhupada in one purport, he is saying, to take birth in a poor family is the blessings of Krishna. Because in that situation, you are forced, or you are naturally simple and humble, just like tribal people, simple and humble. So that is, they are put into the situation. But when you are very educated person, you are rich, a renowned person, that time to become simple and humble is very, very difficult. You have to have really controlled, no? Simple, to be simple and humble, especially in front of sadhus. That one great quality I have seen Narendra Modi's, right? When he walks, he speaks like a very grave, proud person, right? But when he comes to sadhus, very humble, go to temple, he offers prostrated obeisance. I have never seen any political leaders. The political leaders comes, they always, no, like, he also walks like this, no? He's like, he also always mood like dominating. He always dominates in his speech, his behavior, everything. You can see that how his dominating nature. But when he goes to temple, he came to Delhi temple, because Gopal Krishna Maharaj, due to his senior situation, he cannot walk also. So Modi would stop, no, please, no, go ahead. They would give him, Gopal Krishna, he would give, no, you please hold it. All these kinds of political, they don't have. No. So to have a very big position and still you become humble and simple, it's not so easy. It's not so easy. So some things that comes, arises from your proper understanding, that comes from your heart, and that you have to become simple and humble. So devotees are like that. They're very strong, and same time, they're very simple and humble also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was conquering everybody just through the speaking. So simple, so humble. Very technical way they speak, just like Gundicha Marjana time. They were all gathered, they were all cleaning, sweeping and cleaning. And Mahapurusha said that you clean and whatever dots you clean, you gather one place. Then whoever will gather less, then he will be punished. What punished? That you have to feed all the Vaishnavas. It's a good way of punishing. Then what he would do? Then he would go and visit at the end, that how much one who has swept how much and gathered, then who has gathered less, that he must be a little bit lazy fellow. Somehow, oh, you have done so much. You have gathered so much dots. The way that, oh, he understands. The Mahaprabhu saying, you have gathered so much, but that person understands that I have gathered less. So very interesting way. Mahaprabhu is to conquer everybody's heart by presenting himself very humble way. Humble and simple conquers the heart of the most difficult personalities. Just like when Mahaprabhu went to Banaras, all the big sannyasis with big dandas sitting, no? Because they are not ordinary people. Mayavadi sannyasis are not ordinary people. They are not special people. What they are? Mayavadi sannyasis? They are Bhagavan. Danda dharana matrana nara narayana bhavet. That is the concept. Danda, when you take danda, you become narayan. Nara narayana bhavet, the concept. So they are sitting in the high-raised platform. If I would go there, I would be invited. I'd go nicely decorated, no, to be befitting to be sitting over there, no, nicely dress up, nice mood develop. I'll go sit with all big sannyasis. I'd be prepared like that. But the way Mahaprabhu prepared and approached them, huge way. Mahaprabhu went, he did not even went to the stage. He went and sit down where they're all washing their feet. That is the place. Then what happened? Then all the ahankar of all the Mayavadis went down. They were completely fused. That forced them to get up and catch hold of Mahaprabhu's hand. Please, come here. These two things, how we behave, how that gets our job done, and how that influences others also. Mahaprabhu could have gone, he's not an ordinary personality, and he could have gone with a very great way, sit there, have started arguing with them. Mahaprabhu's presentation is completely different way. Why are you singing this?
You are a sannyasi, you should read Vedanta. Why you are singing the song? Oh, because I am a fool number one, that's why. How he's presenting himself. Because I am a fool number one. That is my guru said that you have no Vedanta adhikar. You have no adhikar for Vedanta. So you simply chant this Mahamantra. So like this, we see apane acharya dharma jibere sikhaye Mahaprabhu throughout his life how very submissive, simple way he has presented and conquered everyone's heart. Of course not during his childhood time. Childhood he was not a easy person. He was not a humble person. He was very arrogant. He is very famous for that. Fickle-minded, arrogant, proud, all kinds of those qualities were there because he was releasing Vidyarasa. So he was that kind of mood he had. But when he started his Hare Krishna movement after coming from back from Gaya, he was a different personality. Prior to that, when he was Nimai Pandit, he was defeating everybody with tarka, so much so that Vaishnavs would not dare to go close to Nimai. If Mukunda or anybody they would walk on the street, they see Nimai is coming, they will go through some other road. He was like that. But still, that time also we find the great quality in Nimai. How careful he was not to offend anybody. When this person came, Keshav Kashmir, Digvijay Keshav Kashmir came. And because he has got perfection by chanting mantra, there is a mantra in Purana. If you chant 300,000 that mantra, you will get back siddhi. Saraswati will recite whatever you say, that will come perfect. You know that mantra? You want that mantra? I know that. That 300,000 times you have to chant, you will get back siddhi. Who wants that mantra? None of you? You are all happy with Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So when Navadvip Pandits, they came to know this is Digvijay Pandit is coming. Because that is Navadvip was the last place that he will conquer Navadvip Pandits, he will get the Digvijay certificate. Then everybody ran away. Oh, I am having stomach problem. I have fever. Somebody went to his daughter's house. Avoided. They said, okay, send this Nimai Pandit. 11 years old boy. He is defeated, no problem. They did not think Nimai is great personality. He will defeat. They think, oh, Nimai is small boy. He is defeated. Not a great deal. Then what Nimai Pandit did? Nimai Pandit did not call Keshav Kashmiri to get debate. No, everybody sitting. I will defeat. He could easily have done that. He did not do that. He avoided that. He was sitting on the bank of River Ganga with his disciples. Then Keshav Kashmir came, very arrogant person. He could not find anybody Nimai. Then he said, who are you? What? I am Nimai. Oh, you are Nimai Pandit. You are big Pandit. No, I just read little grammar. I don't know anything. See, I am Keshav Kashmir. No, I want to make argue with you or some like that. Debate with you. No, I don't know anything. So you please tell something to me. So yes, what do you want to know? Okay, we are sitting in bank of Ganga. You can speak something glorifying Ganga. Then immediately Keshav Kashmir was so learned and scholarly person, he composed 100 verses, instantly. And he was thinking he did great. Then Mahaprabhu, he pointed out 5 mistakes in one verse, 5 mistakes, he pointed out. Then all his disciples, they started to laugh. Mahaprabhu said, no, don't laugh like that. Mahaprabhu said, he's a great person, he should be respected. So, like this, Mahaprabhu did not take him for a debate and defeating him in front of everybody. He took him to a solitary place and he explained, then he corrected him in that way. So like this, throughout Mahaprabhu's life, we see wherever he goes, he approaches like this. His approach was like this, very simple and humble way. Like when he met Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said the same thing. You are a young sannyasi, you are not reading Vedanta. How will you maintain your sannyasi life? No, please teach me something, some Vedanta. He is Vedanta Krit Vedavit Eva Chahang. But he is telling, please teach me. And hearing 7 days, not answering anything. That is Mahaprabhu's way of dealing. Initially, he will deal very simple, humble, like a fool. And at the end, he will give good medicine to them, you know. So he's very humble, way. He listens, very submissive. 7 days not saying anything. What is happening? What is wrong with you? Are you understanding anything? You don't ask any questions, not saying yes or no. I understand everything, what the Vedanta sloka says, but what you explain, I don't understand anything. What? Mahaprabhu's nature is like this. Initially, in Bengal they say, you enter like a needle, come out like a plow. Mahaprabhu used to do like that. He comes and presents himself very humble, simple way. But at the end, he gives the real medicine to the people. So like this, throughout Mahaprabhu's life, apane acharya dharma jibere sikhaye. This is the best thing. If you really scrutinize and if you see the Mahaprabhu's lifestyle, you'll find like this. Very simple, very humble. He expressed the words like this. We'll end the class now. Thank you so much. But at the end, I will tell you one thing. When I read Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Bhagavatam, and I see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu behaves, how he speaks, very simple, but very bold, very pleasing, to the point. All the qualities I find in His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. I really see, when I contemplate that many qualities I see, the way he speaks, he completely adapted. Or could be inbuilt, not adapting, could be inbuilt. The way he presents, he speaks, the softness and his boldness. Many similarities I see that Mahaprabhu's great qualities. By Prabhupada's mercy, Mahaprabhu's mercy, Maharaj has endowed all these great qualities. I see Srila Bhaktacharya Maharaj also, how so softly he speaks. Sometimes when I go to speak to Bhaktacharya Maharaj, because my words are very harsh, my voice is very harsh. I feel very, very, what do you say, embarrassed, no? He speaks so sweet way, very embarrassed. So that is another great quality of great devotees, no? Their sweet words. That's why, no, I have seen the meeting when something presented to the point and with soft way, the people use that in Jibish meeting, sadhu, sadhu, they also follow these things. Sadhu are sadhu. So that's why what I said at the beginning, that satyam buryat, priyam buryat. Satyam apriyam ma buryat. If speak truth, good things, but very palatable way. And even if it is truth, don't speak in unpalatable way. That is very, very important for our life. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. जय श्री प्रभुपाद की श्रीमद् भागवतम की गौर प्रेमानंदे ओके आई हैव कम टू मीरा रोड वी आर हैविंग 3 डे जगन्नाथ कथा एवरी डे 7:30 टू 9 o'clock देन 3 डेज आई विल बी इन पुना जगन्नाथ कथा देयर आर रथ यात्रा ऑन 3rd Then 3 days in Juhu. So in this way, I love Katha. So I took opportunity because I'm very close here. Gaurang Prabhu has been telling, I don't know he's doing or not, he's telling we are doing some tribal activities. So I came to see what tribal activities going on here. Sanatan Prabhu will take us, Sanat Kumar Prabhu will take me to show. So thank you so much. I have brought Jagannath. Toothbrush. Jagannath is so personal. Jagannath also early morning called Abakas. Avakas means they change the cloth. Night time, Jagannath wear the border singhar vesh, the best dress of the whole day, nicely decorated. You do like that before going to bed? The best dress you put a lungi, gamcha, trouser, right? But Jagannath put the best dress of the day. You know why? Because when we close the door, go to sleep, all demigods comes to meet him. He has to have meeting with the demigods, means he has to dress nicely, no? Then early morning, they'll take out all those cloths. They'll put a gamcha. We go to bathroom, no? Simple cloth. They'll put a simple cloth on his... Then they'll bathe Lord Jagannath. Then they'll have toothbrush also, brushing tooth. And Jagannath has toothpaste also. You know whose company toothpaste? Colgate, Dabur, no? They put Camphor, white Camphor. There are many toothpaste they're making out of Camphor also. So Jagannath, he has a tongue cleaner also. He cleans his tongue. And then Panda told me, once a week, he's shaving the beard also. All these things are there. So one Panda gave me this toothbrush, which cleans Jagannath's mouth. So I'll touch your head will be cleansed also. Jai Jagannath Swami ki. Please come.